Michael Penta from Warwick. President of the council, members of the council, school committee, and everybody here in the audience, taxpayers, mayor. I gotta tell you, I had to come up for the last person to be up here just to do a little testimony. A year ago, if y'all know, I ran for offices and so forth, always wanna be involved. I love the city of Warwick. My wife and I, last year, come to a conclusion that, hey, we're gonna sell the houses, we're gonna sell the businesses in Warwick, and we're gonna move and get out of Warwick and so forth. Looking at the financial mess and that no one can get together and on the same page. That's the reason why I decided to run in my past. So my situation is, I can't give up. I can't walk out. I can't leave Warwick. I'm coming in here with hope from each and every one of you on the council, because I believe in you. I trust that you can do this. I believe that the school and the school committee has to negotiate and has to work with the council as well as. We can't point the fingers anymore. Let's point the fingers at the pad and figure out what we can do to make it work. Because, you know, at one time, we probably had a good system. We got to bring it back and eliminate all this. I have faith in all of you. I have 110%. My wife and I decided to keep the homes. My children are in school. My grandkids are here in school in Warwick. We're going to take our business and transfer it over and expand it and buy the building in this August. Because that's the hope and that's the faith I have in every one of you. If I didn't have that faith, I'd be like everybody else. I'd be giving up and walking out, everybody. It's not worth it. Give them a little bit of leadership. This budget hearing here, there's not going to be lawyers. There's not going to be lawsuits. You know why? Because they're going to work it out. Thanks. We're going to work it out, okay? I want to thank every one of you. Keep your heads up.
Thank you. Okay, so I know that the next on the agenda is no more people talking about school is the Board of Canvassers, and I would ask that the representative from the Board of Canvassers and the administration to come forward and that we'll move into the city portion of the budget. The mic's not on. That's not on.
Thank you, Mr. President.
No, you can sit right there.
And if you could, Mr. President.
Yes.
I noticed that there was a member of the public that spoke. If you could explain the rules and the reason why I wasn't able to rebut him.
Yes.
But I can tell you, Mr. President, I will continue to smile and I will continue to be optimistic as we approach this budget and all the good things that we've done for the city.
So members of the public could understand procedurally how this process works. The school department presents their budget. We ask questions. They respond. It is a Socratic method. That's not the administration's budget. We're getting into the administration's budget. That's by charter. On Friday, after we examine all these issues, and as you see, all the council members are taking notes, as sure the administration is, we'll get into the amendments and discussions. That's not the time for the administration to respond to school department issues. Those issues will be discussed on Friday night, assuming we can get through this budget. With that said, the first item on the agenda is the Board of Canvassers, if they could give their presentation. Unless the mayor wanted to make any comments before we started. We're going to switch mics.
Thank you, Mr. President. We have the head of the Board of Canvassers here this evening, along with Brian Sylvia, our finance director, who abruptly took over, as we all know, back in May of 2018. With me also is our Chief of Staff, William D. Pasquale. And Jen Socio, who is also handling the finance aspects of this budget. Thank you for allowing us to present this budget to the Honorable Council and the general public. As we all know, this budget has been in place for the last couple of weeks. It's been a very, very difficult task in putting together simply because of all the unexpected events that occurred in the last 12 months. When we took over in May of 2018, there was no finance department in place. The head of the finance department decided to go retire and go sailing. There are a number of retirements in that finance department. When we walked in, Brian Sylvia, who was our treasurer, Lynn, who was our current treasurer, we all put our pedal to the metal, stepped up to the plate, and dealt with the task at hand. We were presented with a budget that was not our budget. It was the budget of the prior administration. And that's the budget that this Honorable Council deliberated upon and amended. And as I recall, added additional funding for the school department. And I don't recall it. I know that for a fact. To say that this council and this administration are insensitive to the needs and requirements of this city is a slap in the face. To say that we don't take our job seriously is a slap in the face. To smile because we see the anger in troubled individuals who have anguish within themselves, all I can say is, I smile and I pray that they find solace in within themselves, because evidently there is conflict going on. But as we progress here this evening, I will continue to smile. I will continue to put forth a budget that was put through not based on five-year plans, which, by the way, the five-year plan isn't due until 30 days after the fiscal year ends. Those people that know anything about a five-year plan, I know I hear that touted around a lot. And yes, the audit is not completed, but we have parts to this audit because we supply this information to the auditing firm who will put things in order, and that audit will be complete. The purpose and audits in prior years have not been complete. They have been late for at least the last 10 to 14 years that I know of. But since I've been in office for 1 year, that seems to be a focal point of the people that are bitter about the events of today. I sat here for hours listening to the schools and the presentation and the questioning by this council. Then I saw people get up to the microphone, and apparently they didn't hear the answers I heard, because it went in one ear and out the other ear. So when we take time out to ask questions, it's not to hear our voices, it's to elicit information so that we can act in the proper manner. It's performing our due diligence on behalf of the taxpayers. So when people come in here who we've never seen for 20 years and are all of a sudden experts in the system, I take offense to that. I ask them, tell me about your history. Tell me about what you've done through life. It's unfair that myself or any elected official takes abuse from anybody when we're putting our best foot forward on behalf of the taxpayers of the city. And I will not stand for criticism of you, nor will I stand for criticism of myself and my administration when we're doing the best job we can for our taxpayers. And we are doing a good job because a lot of people turn the other way and they don't see the good things that have been done in the last year, or the millions of dollars of savings that have been done in the last year, or the ability to pay bills that we did not have revenue set aside in last year's budget. We know how to handle a checkbook in this city. We know how to balance a checkbook in this city. And that's primary tool, knowing that A equals B. That being said, are there any questions on the Board of Canvassers budget?
So it's on, just so we reference it here, it's on page 16 of the budget, and it looks like there's a reduction in many of the line items. And the function of the Board of Canvassers is to provide services, in essence, for elections. And there is no election scheduled this year. For 2020. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
It's still in this year's budget, but it happens in April, so that is in this year's budget. That's why there's a little bit of there's a $35,000 there on the primary election expense where you don't see it on 2018 because it's a presidential and only happens every 4 years.
Thank you. Are there any councilmen? Go ahead.
And if I may, Mr. President, one additional. The budget that you have before you this year is set up a little differently than prior year budgets. We have the department request and then the figures that we propose and then the percentage change from the prior fiscal year. And if you look to the far right column, that is the decrease in each and every one of those nine items from the prior year. So it gives you it draws you to what the savings is in putting together this particular budget. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Qualley.
I have a question concerning the primary election because I'm not certain that there has been a final bill passed concerning the primaries. And I know that the Secretary of State is advocating for the cities and towns to have their Board of Canvassers open for a period of time, perhaps 20 days prior to the election, and that would certainly cost money. And that will happen, I think it's going to be scheduled during the fiscal year that we are dealing with tonight.
Early voting has been presented to the General Assembly. It has not been voted on as of yet.
I know, and that is my concern, that if it is voted on and we don't have the funds, then it's a problem.
Well, I will tell you that it will cost us considerably less if it does get if it does get passed, only because we will be overwhelmed if it does not with the emergency mail ballot period. We will be very, very overwhelmed. And that comes from the State Board of Elections.
Okay. I just wanted to raise the issue. If it has been considered, then I don't have any problem with it.
And if I may, Councilman, this particular budget, this department budget, is down almost 40% over last year's budget.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
Just one question. What's the basis for the, well, I should ask, is the increase to the salary / municipal line item a contractual increase or non-contractual?
Those are contractual increases.
You said contractual?
Correct.
Councilwoman Travis. Any other questions of council members? Councilman Lattisaw.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know in past years that question that Councilwoman Travis just asked has come up all the time, so perhaps as all the department heads come before us, they can let us know whether or not there's vacancies, whether or not there's new hires or new positions. Just make it simple so we don't have to ask the same questions over and over. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other council members? Any members of the public? Yes, identify yourself for the record, and we are on the Board of Canvassers budget.
My comment was, I'll keep it really brief and short. My comment was just in regards to the mayor, his statements about, you know, what's happened here tonight in regards to the budget.
Yeah, so right now we're on the Board of Canvassers, so if there's comments on the Board of Canvassers, okay. That's, you know, I don't have a problem talking right. about that, but this, the issues, and there are appropriate times to raise issues on different departments. So if there's a school-related issue, I don't have problems on school-related issues. On Board of Canvassers, we can ask questions about Board of Canvassers.
Okay.
But we are trying to get through the budget.
I understand that. All I wanted to say is because I assume because the mayor said it under the Board of Canvassers section that
well,
it's part of the Board of Canvassers section.
Yeah.
And it's going to take me about 30 seconds.
So I think what the mayor was responding to was a question about procedure and how the procedure works.
No, I went a little farther than that. It was our fault because we got the turmoil in our system. Well, if people haven't come in 20 years, where have you been? That's a little bit beside that. So all I want to say is you took the job. You get paid to do the job.
All right. So
these people don't. Okay. That's all I wanted to say.
All right.
You don't want to do the job, then leave.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you. Any other comments about the Board of Canvassers? Any other comments about the Board of Canvassers? If not, we'll move on.
We have two microphones now.
Yeah. Mr. President?
Yes.
City clerk is next. That can be found on page 11 of the budget and page 2 of the personnel supplement.
If the clerk could just tell us quickly about last year's budget, this year's budget.
Okay, this year's proposed budget is $433,707. Okay, last year it was $417,299. I have currently 4 vacancies in this department and nothing other than contractual and step increases.
And I know that you mentioned that there are 4 vacancies. Are you planning on filling those vacancies this year? Or?
Currently one we're waiting on interviews and the others have not been posted as of yet. However, they have all been budgeted at top step.
Thank you. Is there any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? If not, are there any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Okay, so if we can move on from clerks.
Probate can be found on page 12 and page 3 of the personnel supplement.
This is the probate court.
Okay, the probate proposed budget this year is $118,947, up from last year of $112,81. It's fully staffed, and the only thing is contractual and step increases here as well.
Thank you. This is a proposed budget of, I think you said, $112,000?
$118,947.
$118,000, okay. Is there any questions on the probate court budget? Any questions on the probate court budget from members of the council? Is there any questions on the probate court budget from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to municipal court.
Municipal can be found on page 13 of the general fund budget and page 4 of the personnel supplement.
And who would, municipal court, the clerk's going to present that.
Okay, the proposed budget is $105,466, down from last year of $107,864. Again, I'm fully staffed in this department, no other raises other than contractual and step.
Okay, so there's a decrease in this budget. Is there any questions from council members? Yes, Councilman Qualley.
Could I just have an explanation concerning the budget reduction plan, and is that in this, or is it in? I'm confused. It says $7,500, but that is for the current fiscal year and not for the proposed budget. Is that correct?
Correct.
The $7,500 you're speaking of in 27,850 is in current year, fiscal year 19. Those funds have been reserved in that fund, in that account, 27,850.
Thank you.
And that's a new line item, Brian. I think we see that.
It's been used, as I, far as I know, about once before. But yes, it is a new line item. It was, the accounts were previously inactive.
Thank you.
One thing, Mr. President, that was the mayor's initiative a long time ago on understanding the condition of the city. The mayor asked for an austerity line item and began immediately last year sometime drawing on his expertise in the business field to be able to make cuts where necessary, but providing all the services that the folks in the city of Warwick are deserving of. I want to applaud that thinking a year ago. The reason why we have an austerity budget of such a significant magnitude is because of this mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any more questions from the council? Any more questions? Yes, Councilman Sinapi.
Just one. Are we budgeting more for overtime based on the 2018 and 2017 fiscal year? Is that why we're doing that?
No, the municipal court overtime has been decreased.
Councilman Smappy, you have a question?
I'm sorry, just to follow up on that point, that was one of the line items that was reduced in creating the $7,500 line item for the budget reduction plan. That budget was originally adopted for greater than the $4,500, and it has been. So what Lynn is speaking to, it is actually, what you're seeing here is it's going up from 4,500 to 6,000. When the budget was adopted last year, it was greater than that. It was reduced as part of that budget reduction plan.
Gotcha. That makes more sense. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions from council members? Any more questions from council members? If not, are there any questions from the public? Any questions for the public on this line item? Okay, we'll move on.
Mr. President, postage is next, and that can be found on page 72.
Could you repeat the page, please?
It's page 72. Brian, if you could just review with us what it was last year and what it was this year. Well, what your plan is for this year on postage.
I'm sorry, Mr. President, could you repeat the
question? Sure, just what it was budgeted at last year, what it was budgeted at this year.
Okay, it was budgeted last year at $74,550 and is currently proposed at $80,200.
And the increase is associated with?
Increase in costs, and some of the departments are doing additional mailings and Actual as well. When you look at the actuals of some of the prior years, we felt it would be a good move to put it back up to where the actuals have been in the prior years.
So in particular, you're talking about the year-end forecast?
Yes.
What is the year-end forecast?
$78,415.
And you're proposing for next year $80,200?
Correct.
Thank you. Yes, Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. President, I'd just point out that I had done a quick research on this, and postage actually has gone up 10% in the last year, which also impacts our meter cost as well. So I think this is pretty self-explanatory.
Thank you. Councilman Calster.
Thank you. And the postage, just so everyone's aware that we're using this for these different departments, municipal court is when you need to appear, the city sends you stuff, city clerk's office, when probate, all these different things. That's why we do these mailers, correct? Yeah, yes. I wanted to say exactly what Councilman Lattiser said, that postage went up this year, so obviously our costs are going to increase.
Thank you. So any more questions from the council members on postage? Any more questions on the postage? If not, are there any questions from members of the public on postage? Any questions from members of the public on postage? If not, we'll move on. I believe it's executive.
Executive can be found on page 9 of the general fund and page 1 of the personnel supplement.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the Honorable Bourke City Council. The executive budget is down minus 0.58. We do have 3 part-time, 6 full-time, with 2 shared duties of that 6 full-time. We have 1 part-time position vacant and 1 full-time.
Thank you. Is there any questions on executive? Any questions on executive? From members of the council. Any questions on executives from members of the public? Yes.
Yeah, John Simino, Ward 6 again. Are there new positions in the executive?
The new position is a city sergeant and an executive assistant to the mayor.
And is that a chauffeur?
Absolutely not. City sergeant.
Okay.
The duties and responsibilities, not as a show.
Okay, it's not a show. It's not
no,
a
sir.
Show.
So far. No, okay. No, sir.
Okay, I hope so.
Thank you. Is there any other questions from members of the public on the executive? If not, next item.
Legislative can be found on page 15 of the general fund budget and page 6 of the personnel supplement.
I'll call on Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is an increase in salaries in our line item, contractual as well, and additional duties. And in professional services, we also have an increase. As everyone is well aware, we have numerous investigations going on, audits, et cetera, and those need to be funded and paid for.
Thank you. Any questions from council members on the legislative budget? Any questions from council members? Any questions from members of the public on the legislative budget? If not, we'll go on to the next item, which is council claims.
Council claims can be found on page 71.
Councilman Lattiser, if you could talk about council claims for us. It's page 71. And this is the budget for claims for such as potholes, etc.
Mr. President, the council claims are what they are. This is what we have to deal with potholes, damages to vehicles, etc. And the numbers are $20,000 to take care of those claims.
Thank you. No increase from last year?
Nothing from last year.
Okay. Any questions from council members on council claims? Any questions from members of the public on council claims? If not, we'll move on to
Treasury.
Treasury.
Treasury is up next. That is on page 18 of the general fund and page 9 of the personnel supplement. Joining us is Lynn Prager, the city treasurer.
Okay, if we could talk about the overall budget for Treasury.
The request is for $435,000, $1,000, and the previous is for $417. This just involves contractual raises and a reorganization of the department.
Okay, and do you have any vacancies in your department?
Yes.
How many vacancies do you have in your department?
One.
Okay. And I noticed there's a theme here about not filling some vacancies. And maybe I could defer to the mayor and Mr. DePasquale about the austerity posture about filling vacancies and the significance of not filling vacancies.
Well, ever since Mayor Solomon took the helm, I think the immediate concern is he had a RIPAC come in and take a look at some of the finances and the financial structure, including Treasury, of downstairs to try to get the most efficient use out of our labor force. We found that many people had retired. The mayor, with diligence, held off all year on filling non-essential positions. And in this case, Treasury and Finance was restructured to maximize the impact for the tax dollar. I think it was very successful, and I think you'll see the budget is pretty much the same, other than contractual raises for the entirety of Finance, and Treasury included. RIPACs was brought in by the mayor, as I said, and those structural changes, I think, will, in the long term, show a plan of consistency. You actually have cross-training, right? I'm not so sure I heard that in a long time. And you have a succession plan. The mayor came in here, there was no succession plan. So once everyone started hitting golf balls and going to the vacation land, we found that no one was trained to do the secondary and tertiary work that was required. That's all changed with RIPAC. So what we're seeing is basically a revenue neutral budget, except for contractual raises. What we've got is efficiency and in our labor force. And I think the product you're going to get as a community is going to just be exponentially better than what we had before.
And Mr. DePasquale, you talked about salaries, not paying a salary, but you also have benefits and health care and pensions associated with a new hiree, correct?
Mr. President, thank you so much for that. That is true. As you well know, it's about 44% of fringe. So every time we bring someone aboard, the mayor does a calculus to see whether or not the product is something we need. Do we need reorganization? Can we do it more efficiently? And it's fringe. We talk about OPEB, we talk about healthcare pensions, all these things. That all is encompassing. And in the end, it's a fixed cost to the city. And that's something that we're always looking at when the mayor is reviewing these budgets.
So when you don't fill positions, you save money, bottom line.
That's correct, Mr. President. And more importantly, no mayor, whether it be in the future, will ever be in a position that I was in when I took office, because if someone leaves, there will be someone there that knows how to do the job in that office until that person who left is replaced. We didn't enjoy that luxury the last time, when I first took office, as you know. And for a short time, I was the finance director and the mayor. So I was wearing two hats for a short time. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. And I would just follow up with that, Mr. President, by saying that, I mean, Mr. Mayor, that that you don't have, when somebody resigns from office, you don't have the luxury of a transition team. You don't have the luxury of planning who's going to take over what departments, especially when you're faced with an election a few months later for the office that was vacated. You assume that when people take office and they swear to uphold the laws that of the charter, that they're gonna stay for the 2-year term. And I know you were running several businesses during that time. So that's not an enviable position to be in. And to have the turnover, that I've never seen such turnover since I've been here. And then to come in on a budget that was prepared by somebody else last year, I've never seen that in the city of Warwick. Not to mention all the other issues that we'll get to later that we didn't know about. Councilman Corley.
I have a question. Can someone please explain to me the two entries on the personnel section, the water enterprise fund credit and the sewer enterprise fund credit? Why is it there and why is it in the personnel section?
My office not only does the books for the general fund, but we also do it for the water and sewer departments. We process their payroll. We process their payables in general. So we back charge them for that expense.
Okay, so this is a back charge to the water department.
Correct.
And to the sewer authority.
Correct.
Thank you.
And so that saves the water department significant funds because
yes.
They don't have to hire a staff to do the billing. Thank you. Any other questions from council members? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. I just wanted to touch on what both the president and the mayor said about how important it is to have the cross training, and that I'm glad I know that's a priority for this administration. And that was one of the first things that we ran into. I know, you know, when we're looking at all the numbers and being on the finance committee, the Munis report was, you know, something that we use every day. And someone retires, and we didn't have anybody that could give us the Munis report. So having this cross training, it's very important, and I'm glad, and it's setting us up, as Mayor Solomon said, it's setting us up for the future. So I know you guys want to stay and work for the city forever, but eventually you'll move on, and you'll be able to have some other people to step right up to bat so we can keep moving along. So that is, I think that's a very important priority, that we're doing that, and that'll have a number of benefits for the city. Thank you.
Mr. President, if I could on that?
Yes.
To that point, and just coupling, touching on what's been talked about earlier with the departures in this office that we've had to sustain and that Lynn's had to sustain, between finance and treasury, we have a manpower of 12, and we got down to 7. That's 58% of the manpower that we had to try and keep it running. And again, the cross-training was not there. So this is an issue that we are addressing now. Most, if not all, are cross-trained, and we're working on the rest. So it is a long-term goal, and we've made great strides.
Thank you. Any other questions from council members? Any questions from members of the public? If not, we'll move on to the next item.
Next up is community development. That is can be found on page 54 of the general fund and page 32 of the personnel supplement.
Good evening. The budget for community development office is $304,532. Of that, $302,532,000 is salaries. There are no other than contractual increases. There's no new positions. We are currently down 2 positions. There are 2 vacancies. Funded source is 100% federal, community development block grant funds. And there is a chargeback that we do give finance a portion for, like treasurer said, running our books and things.
So this is all federally funded?
Correct, 100%.
Are there any questions from council members on this? Yes, Councilman Lattisar.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Director, were there any non-contractual increases in this department?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Is there any other questions from council members on community development? Any members of the public, questions on community development? If not, we'll move on to legal, which I believe is page 10.
Correct.
Next is legal. I will be presenting the legal budget. Page 10 of the general fund budget. Proposal is for $975,000. I think with the media reports of the substantial litigation that the city is in front of between a bargaining unit and potentially the schools, we have to do our part to be able to be prepared to defend the taxpayers of the city of Warwick. I think what you'll see here is you're going to see an effort to do so.
And Mr. DePasquale,
yes.
Could you also, I know that you said different departments, and you know, I don't think people recognize what's
certainly
what issues face the city of Warwick, and in particular, what the administration did when they learned of certain things facing the city of Warwick when it came to their attention.
Absolutely, Mr. President, honorable members of City Council. Probably from the first month, Mayor Solomon was tasked with looking at a budget that had lots of holes in the budget. We also had some considerations for some collective bargaining agreements that hadn't been altered and hadn't been ratified by this honorable body. They resulted in some potential overpayments. The mayor immediately put a stop to the practice that was codified by the quote-unquote side agreements. We're talking about a collective bargaining unit being fire. Secondarily, we all know that the schools were looking at a Carrillo action. Without defending these, we're facing millions and millions of dollars of taxpayers' money going forward without the appropriate diligence through the administration and the executive branch and the legislative branch. Why? Some arbitrator's decision is going to rule the day instead of a back and forth between the legislative, executive, and the fine folks that come up to this microphone through the budget process. The $250,000 included in line item 12382 was to complete a fire study. In order to go forward to understand what the fire needs are for the city of Warwick, we would have to have an independent fire study to determine how we can get the best services for the least amount of taxpayer dollar. That includes not only just pay, it calls fringe, and it also speaks to the ability to provide the service in a more cost-effective way. Professional services 12360, which is increased, again, will defend against the several grievances that we have in front of us by the collective bargaining unit fire, as well as a potential cruel action by the schools. By no means does this mean this is a fait accompli. The mayor is always open, his doors wide open to discussion and having like-minded conversations for an ending that is the best for the taxpayers of the city of Warwick. But he also will make sure his backside is covered in terms of having this proposal, which we think is a good budget, in front of him to protect just in case that does not go forward. But again, the mayor is always looking forward to negotiations by and between all parties at collective bargaining units and anyone that desires to do the best for the city of Warwick taxpayer gets more for less. And that's the mayor's mantra, more for less.
To further add, Mr. President and honorable council members, We spent some money on professional fees last year that saved us millions of dollars. So I can assure this city council and the taxpayers of the city of Warwick that the way I approach things is, for if we wisely spend a few dollars, we can save exponentially in the long run. And many occasions in the past, and people just went through the motions. I feel that it's time to dig our heels in, and it's not with any one issue or department or anything of that nature. It could be the spectrum of departments. I probably hold a record for the most grievances filed in 1 year period of time that we have to defend. As you can tell by the testimony earlier today, we brought in a firm that potentially saved us millions, over $4 million. So, again, a wise expenditure and having the ability to make that wise expenditure can save millions of dollars exponentially. And I venture to say that costs of the past are not lost. And I'll leave it at that at this point.
Thank you. Just to follow up, Mayor Solomon, I've never seen this many grievances filed against the city, especially under the previous administration. I recognize that even taking a 5-minute bathroom break is controversial to some, but it's you take the time to analyze the situation, try and make the best educated decision you can, and even when you do, that's not recognized. It's what you didn't do. It's not what you actually did. Because I don't remember the previous administration doing it. Do you, Mayor? I don't. So, you know, I get that things can be improved. But when you do improve things, to brush them aside like they don't exist, to rewrite what happened, that's not right either. I mean, there's been significant issues that have been addressed by the administration. No, we're not all perfect. No, we can do other things. But I've never seen as many changes when I look at that previous administration to this one. And I'm sure there are plenty of potholes and shots that everybody can take, valid or invalid. But I tell you what, I'd rather be with this administration 100 times over than the previous. Thank you. Are there any more questions? Yeah, Councilman Qualley.
I understand what professional services are, and I understand that we need legal advice on certain issues, but who is the $250,000 that's being budgeted for the fire study? How is that going to be done? And who is going to do it?
I'll defer to Mr. DePasquale.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry. The acoustics, believe it or not, more difficult here than out there. Thank you, Councilman. As we did in the current arbitration, there are several, I want to say, firms that specialize in this type of study. We would probably most likely go out to RFP. But the meat and potatoes is that these firms have ex-fire chiefs. They have all the data and analytical and quantitative statistics to be able to take a look at our entirety of the city of Warwick, compare that against different run times and the ability to meet the standards that we must meet. Right now, we're with a consultant in our arbitration. We don't know that this consultant will be the same consultant we select for the fire study. but it will be scoped in an RFP, and it'll go through the same process any other professional service would go through in terms of selection, qualifications, recommendation, the ability to be there for grievance, timeliness, that sort of thing. Right now, Municipal Resources is the company that we're using now as part of our grievance. They're our expert when we're going in for the arbitration plan. That's not to say that they'd get this contract, but that's who we're using now.
And one more question. Do we have any outstanding bills for professional services? Because in reading this, it appears that as of May 13th, that $230,653 had been spent. And a year to end forecast is $400,000. That would
yes, absolutely. Really, our office process almost daily. There are several that are outstanding or in the loop as part of the arbitration. As you well know, we came close with fire, so kind of things put on hiatus. Now that they're, you know, unfortunately, the collective bargaining unit did not approve that. We must restart those. That means the bills will start coming in again. So there's a little backlog in that.
Any other questions on this line item? Any questions from council members? Any questions from members of the public? Yes.
John Simino again, Ward 6. I don't want to offend you, but I'm not sure it's legal, so I'm not sure if it's the right time, or did I miss it?
We're talking about the legal budget.
Yes,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking what the salary is for the council solicitor. Is that legal?
No, that's legislative budget.
Oh, so I missed that one. Okay. Well, it was legal, so I assumed all lawyers were under legal, so I don't know. But thank you anyway. I appreciate you.
Yeah. Any other questions on legal? If not, we'll move on to the next.
Water is going to be next. That is on page 4 of the enterprise budget and page 40 and 41 of the personnel supplement.
Good evening, members of the council. I'm pleased to give you an overview of the budget. In summary, the budget is $11,615,500 for expenses, and the identical amount projected for revenue is that represents a 6.01% decrease from last year's budgeted amount. And currently we have 3 vacancies in the water department, which we expect to be filling for in the next budget year.
And how is this funded, Dan?
Excuse me?
How is your budget funded?
That's strictly, we're an enterprise fund, as you know. It's through the sale of water to customers, commercial and residential.
So you raise your own revenue.
Correct.
And
correct.
And you, so this isn't something that's, this is funded by ratepayers.
Correct.
When they use water.
Theoretically, it's a self-supporting organization, if you will.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi.
Is the increase to salary contractual or non-contractual?
Contractual and filling the positions.
Yes, Councilman Corley.
Does the water department have its own legal counsel for the professional services? I see.
No.
65.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Who is the counsel that you use for your legal services?
If we had to utilize legal services, we would work through the city solicitor. The professional services line item refers namely to outside engineering services.
Is there any other questions for the water department? Yes, Councilman Sinapi.
It looks like there's a bump to the auto and vehicle maintenance line. I'm just wondering why.
It's simply a projection, but I can tell you one thing, we haven't been able to replace a lot of our aging fleet, so we've had higher expenses for our existing fleet. And that's a quick and dirty dirty reason.
Councilman Lattisa.
Dan, I see an increase in the insurance. Is
that strictly industry related or?
No, that's insurance for our facilities, and that's something that's a plug-in usually from finance, and I believe it may not be the exact figure, but it's pretty darn close to what it actually is. It's not for any insured accidents or any accidents.
Okay, thanks.
Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Can you describe what goes into the line item water purchase for resale?
Water purchase for resale is the total cost of our cost, the City of Warwick's cost to purchase water from Providence Water Supply Board.
And you don't, it's different than Kent County water, correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions on water from council members? Yes, Councilman Qualley.
Under 84-154, what are fringe benefits?
I'm sorry, Council.
Fringe benefits, it's 154.
Well, that's tied to salary. You know, you talk about fringe benefits, salary in the positions.
Salaries for the entire...
salaries for the water division exclusively.
All the employees of the water department?
Yes, we have 33 employees, and that would represent the portion for the fringe benefits.
Is there any other questions on water? Any questions from from citizens on water? Just identify yourself for the record.
Scott Phillips, Ward 1. I was curious about the capital improvements. In 2018, you spent $130, you spent $102 to date, but yet you're spending $1 million next year.
Again, it's a requested figure. It's capital items, namely for some water system replacement and improvements that we anticipate doing during the course of the next fiscal year.
Okay, so
it's related to infrastructure.
Okay, and you plan to spend $500 by the end of the year?
It's going to be difficult at this point, but I can tell you, we do have things on the books right now, things in the hopper.
Any other questions on water? If not, we'll move on to the next department.
Yep, Mr. President, building inspection is up next. That can be found on page 37 of the general fund and page 38 of the personnel supplement. 24 on the personnel supplement.
Good evening, Mayor, President, Council President, and Council members. The Department of Code Enforcement's proposed budget is $1,043,788. Last year, our year-end forecast for this year is $922,468. The increases are due to contractual agreements along with some line item service contracts. That represents the contracts for printers and copy machines along with e-permitting and the hiring of professional services for Airbnb. Enforcement, yes. Along with another construction inspector for Airbnb enforcement.
Yes, Councilman Lattice.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. DeCourt, particularly interested in the line item for the construction inspector / Airbnb. We know certainly that is becoming more and more of an issue throughout the city.
Mr. Lott, if you could put your mic closer where he's having difficulty hearing.
And it's becoming more and more of an issue for the city, and I know particularly speaking in my ward. So I'm glad to see that line item there, and I'm certainly looking forward to that line item being filled. Is it filled as we speak?
No, that's a proposed position.
Okay. So hopefully that'll be filled real soon.
I'm sorry.
I say hopefully it will be filled very soon.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilwoman Travis.